This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, May 18th. Well, I like how my stocks are acting to their earnings announcements this week. They typically will pop and then they settle back down. But earnings are still working, so that's a good sign. Guidance is very, very important. Companies that give good guidance are obviously being rewarded. Now, in retail this week, it's been a little bit more interesting because Home Depot warned that they're going to have negative same-store sales growth for the first time since 2009. But that's because consumers aren't doing the home improvements and have a lot of discretionary spending. Target was also very cautious. But Walmart today is all upbeat. You know, their same-store sales are up 7.4%, and they're guiding higher, although they're closing some stores. But apparently between supermarket and online sales and their normal business, They're growing. So obviously consumers will spend and things are priced right. Consumers do have $17 trillion debt. That's a lot. And a lot of it appears to be credit card debt, you know, and some of the credit card companies are, you know, having higher default rates. But overall, you know, we're getting there, folks. You know, the interest rate have taken a toll. We have a lot of banking stocks rallying today because one of the troubled banks had upbeat news. So we're just in a washing machine. So what you need to do is you just need to have stocks that are resilient, that have high dividends and growing dividends, that have positive sales and earnings and guidance. And from what I can tell, the market broadened out this last quarter. It's going to broaden out next quarter. Now, the big news that you're going to have, which I mentioned on Fox Business today, is that inflation is going to be decelerating rapidly because the in May and June of last year, it went up a lot, and you're going to cut those months off. So the annual rate of inflation is going to be, on the CPI, going to be 3% or less. It's already under 3 on the wholesale rate. So it's looking pretty good right now. So it's just time to cheer up and be happy. Now, obviously, the deficit ceiling is dominating the news. The market rally yesterday was because of positive comments. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is going to have a vote next week, and it'll be interesting. Now, in the meantime, Joe Biden is in Japan with the G7. He's cut his trip short. He was going to go to Australia, I think New Guinea, but those got cut off. Because I guess he has to get back and fine tune the any cuts to the budget. But bottom line, we're going to get that deficit ceiling lifted, and life will go on. So the next big hurdle for the markets will be June 4th, OPEC Plus meeting. Saudi Arabia needs oil at $80 a barrel to make money. In the meantime, the crack spreads are wide, so that's good for our refiners. The other thing I should add is that oil inventories did go back up this past week, but the inventories of refined product like gasoline continue to plunge. So we're going into Memorial Day weekend with very low inventories of refined product. So I still remain very, very bullish on the energy stocks. Of course, it would be great if Brady got out and about and was driving Memorial Day weekend. That would help a lot, too. So people tend to cheer up as the holidays arrive. We got Memorial Day. We got 4th of July. We'll eventually have Labor Day. And this should be happy summer for a lot of folks. So earnings are getting better. The Fed has done raising rates. I don't expect them to cut rates till maybe December when inflation gets down to 2%. But within 2 months, I think we'll be at consumer inflation of 3% or less. And that's going to be very, very bullish. So that's it. That's your update for today. You know, I'm still fine-tuning my portfolios. The analysts become more cautious. I'll trim. I'm starting to find some more stocks to buy. So interesting times we're in. But the main thing is we've got to stay in the creme la creme. And one last comment. You know, the leadership of the market remains in tech. Especially seven big tech stocks. The one I own of that seven is in NVIDIA. Announces next week. And we'll see how its guidance is. And guidance is going to be everything. It's not so much what it did last quarter. And NVIDIA, of course, is the AI leader. And there's a lot of AI buzz out there. But I do think the market is a little bit top heavy. You know, Apple is worth more than all the stocks in the Russell 2000. So is Microsoft. These as individual stocks. So the money's going to have to move around here soon, folks. I realize it's chasing AI, but you know, there's other things out there to invest in other than AI. And of course, we have the best AI related stocks. In fact, one of them is rallying this week. It's Supermicro Computer, makes the cloud computing smarter, helps all the AI buzz out there. So, you know, we are picking up the best AI stocks for you. So that's it. So, Celine Avalier, just want to give this quick update. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. Celine Avalier.